Michigan Dairy Foods Awareness Day has been happening on the state capitol lawn for more than 20 years, where today 11 of our processors from Michigan are attending. Terry Philbeck is with Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development. Terry, can you give us an overview of what our processing looks like here in Michigan?
Well, Michigan's dairy industry has been expanding the last 4 or 5 years, and to keep up with the production, our processing has been expanding across the state. One of the exhibitors here at the Dairy Day at the Capitol is Phyllis Greek Yogurt, and they took an existing facility that was making cheese and converted that to a yogurt manufacturing facility in Norton Shores, Michigan. And then we've had new facilities constructed over the last 2 years. Dairy Farmers of America has a ultrafiltration processing plant in Cass City, Michigan, and they're handling up to 4 million pounds of milk per day. And Continental Dairy's Fairlife Milk is in Coopersville, Michigan. They're taking approximately 4 to 5 million pounds of milk per day. So that's huge for this state. We need something in Michigan to be able to process the increased production here in Michigan, because we're an exporting state. And having these facilities and other facilities in Michigan expand has been a great asset to handling the milk that is here in Michigan.
Michigan has over 400,000 dairy cows in the state, and it is an export state for our milk supply. Where is our milk being processed outside of Michigan?
It's going all over the Midwest, and we used to have a lot more milk going to Florida, but as other processing facilities in the Midwest have expanded, a lot of our milk is staying mostly in the Midwest, from Pennsylvania, Indiana, and Ohio. The milk is being processed in those states.
As Michigan's dairy industry continues to expand, how do you see our processing expanding to keep up with the need?
The thing about the expansion of processing is it takes from start to finish approximately 2 to 2.5 years. So we have some interest in cheese processing from another company that's currently based out of California. They're looking at Michigan and Indiana to expand their operations. So if they would move into Michigan, it's going to take approximately 2 years from start to finish to get them up so that they can process that milk here in Michigan.
Well, Terry, we appreciate your time today. Any last words about our processing industry?
The future looks bright for the processing industry in Michigan, because we have the milk here. It's a growing industry. It's vibrant. And MDART is working closely with the processors to help them meet their needs and help provide jobs and expanding business here in Michigan.
Again, Terry, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Nicole.
From the state capitol in Lansing, I'm Nicole Heslop reporting for Brownfield.